It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for hanging out in the den with Pip, Joe, and your pal, me. Davin, let's do some scamming scammers. And
yes.
Touch base with Jelena, who has not fallen for fake Davin's wild. In fact, she didn't talk to me for a week because she was mad at me. So let's, let's play this. Enjoy this intro while you can, kids. March 10th, 2020, talking to Jelena, we are in the heart of the pandemic. See, so April 10th, she messages me at 3:56 p.m. and says, "Hi, hun, how are you doing today?" All right, little term of endearment. Here we go. I go, "I am well. How are you? Did I bore you last night?" She goes, "I fell asleep. Sorry, I didn't say goodnight." I go, "Yep," in the middle of talking to me. "I don't want to be the dude that bores you to sleep, LOL. It's okay. Some guys get to be the ones who keep you up all night, and some are the ones who make you fall asleep, LOL. You have decided which I will be." She goes, "Come on, Davin, don't be too hard on yourself, okay? How'd your day go?" This one's very well spoken so far.
Yes.
I go, "LOL. I could say the same thing about being hard. I could say something about being hard, but I don't want to cross the line, really. I can't keep it in my pants."
Oh, my God. That was really lame.
It certainly was. It has not aged well in the past 3 years.
No.
I go, "LOL, my day has been productive. How has your day been?" She goes, "Boring because I had no visitors today, so I spent the whole day sleeping. We're going on a week lockdown again." I go, "You could always message me, dear. I'm well into week three." Wow, man, the good old days of lockdown when you could do 100 on the throughway and nobody would stop you. Oh, how I miss it.
The cop ain't gonna pull you over. You don't want to get near you.
No, they wouldn't. They would just let you go. I say time and again, if it wasn't for all the dying and sickness, COVID was fun. Anyway,
I was able to get to it. It takes me an hour and 15 minutes to get to the day program. It took 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you just need a pandemic to open up traffic. Anyway. She goes, "Yeah, how about we try video call? Can I call you?" So she wants to do a video call with me. I go, "Okay, you don't want to do video?" She goes, "What happened? I just tried calling." So I go, "I could not hear you." She goes, "My phone speaker is faulty and you don't hear me." I go, "Well, that defeats the purpose. Can you wave if you call back?" So I guess I did a video call with her. I should really check and see. Stop that. I should really check and see if I have that. I probably do. So I did a.
Someone. I just don't know that.
Yeah.
I just forgot to check. So it was a video call, but I'm sure it wasn't like with the real person. I'm sure it was with a video that they stole the picture that they're using. She goes, "I only called you so that I can have a fair idea of how you look, and I'm impressed by your charming look." There we go. So this is what they'll do. They want to get a look at what I look like, possibly to steal my video.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Or your likeness or whatever.
Yeah. I laugh. I go, "I thought we were going to talk." She goes, "I know, right? But my phone is one hell of a problem for me. That and it doesn't cover my African accent."
Well, she isn't Ghana.
Yep.
She was a daughter, right?
She'll, yes, but I don't think she's white. Or maybe even a woman. I don't know. So apparently I had asked her to wave. I go, "Can you wave if we do it again? Are you there?" That's weird. You vanished. Then 2 hours later, she goes, "Hey, what are you up to? How's your night going?" I go, "Why'd you vanish?" She goes, "I ran out of data. I just restored. I'm Joe Curry."
Yeah. Damn, waves.
Were you trying to get to a gig, too? I go, oh, why didn't you tell me I was going to hear, why didn't you tell me I wasn't going to hear your voice? I was looking forward to hearing you and getting to know you better without the risk of pissing you off because of text. Did we just lose internet? What happened here? Let's see. Let me double check. I think everything's okay. Yep, everything's okay. Just my phone. Anyway, I'm talking to myself. She goes, I didn't see the need to tell you anyways because you were going to notice it yourself when I called. I guess I just wanted to hear you. She goes, I'm sorry, but I don't really like making excuses. I told you I only call because I wanted to have a fair idea of you look and vice versa. So this is very weird and not very real, not very realistic. I'm suspicious.
What? You?
Yes.
The believer in true love?
Oh, I still believe.
American way.
I go, you told me afterwards. I didn't know I was being checked out. I would have done my hair or something. Tried to look pretty, LOL. She goes, LOL, come on, Dave. Dave. Who's this Dave?
Come on, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
Who the fuck is Dave?
She goes, LOL, come on, Dave. You were looking awesome when I called. I think you're handsome. You're damn straight I am. I go, aw, thank you, making me blush. You're very pretty. She goes, thanks. I go, you're welcome. She goes, what are your plans for the weekend? I go, I was supposed to be performing in theater this weekend. Instead, I'll be doing a show online tomorrow to raise money for equipment for medical professionals fighting COVID-19. What about you? I go, oh, you wrote hour. Did you mean you and I? Or what, was that a typo? She goes, typo as usual. All right, so I guess.
Okay.
I go, well.
Wishful thinking.
I will be going out together with my cousin to buy some foodstuffs for the house. I go, okay, I thought you were asking me on a date. I did my shopping today. She goes, do you cook? I go, I do. I'm pretty good at it. She goes, really? That's good to know. I go, oh, will I be cooking for you? She laughs. She goes, I should be asking you that. Will you cook for me? I go, I will. What do you like? She goes, I like seafood and Mexican dishes, and I love junk. This is much different. Usually we get, like, they like pastas and pizza and shit.
Oh, really? You know, I don't remember what they usually like eating.
I'm not usually getting seafood and ethnic foods.
Yeah. And how many Ghanaians know about Mexican food anyway?
I don't know.
Huh.
I go, junk, LOL. I go, I'll cook you chocolate and potato chips and Coca-Cola Vintage 2020. I make a decent chicken fajita. I don't, by the way. Anyway. She laughs. She goes, I'm convinced that you can cook already, but I won't raise my hopes so high until I taste them. I laugh. I go, now I must tell you, just because you've gotten me to cook for you does not mean you can get into my pants. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I am really trying to push to get this to the romantic level.
Let me tell you something. I would tell her, look, I'm in my mid-40s. You cook something for me. All I want to do is lie around and burp.
No, I wrote that to her. I wrote that she can't get into my pants.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at you pushing your agenda.
I most certainly am. But it's not a gay agenda. It's just my agenda.
Are you sure?
I am not sure. We have not
established that this is a woman.
By the way, are the colors for Pride, is that why we have the Technicolor behind you tonight?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay. Please don't wear black. Please don't wear blackface for Black History Month, dear. Anyway.
No.
And please don't try to do the weather and announce the holiday either. Anyway, she goes.
Oh gosh, no.
So she gives me an LMAO. She goes, "You crazy, LL. You didn't tell me what your favorite food is, though." I go, "I like all sorts of things. Can you cook?" She says, "Yeah." I go, "Can you cook Ghanaian food?" She goes, "I spend most of my time in the kitchen because I enjoy cooking." I go, "Really?" She goes, "I'm still taking lessons from my granny." They always got a granny running around here too.
Yeah, granny.
I'll tell you one thing.
We usually need something.
Yes. I will tell you one thing about life in Africa. If you are a mom or a dad, you're going to die young. If you're a granny, you're going to live forever.
Yeah, and you're going to have some kind of weird medical problem that they might need money for.
They might. But if you're a mom and dad, you're dying in a car accident. Like, if I was a mom and a dad, I would never get in a car. I would just ride a yak. Because every time...
But if you're a grandma, through modern medicine... And gift cards, you will live forever.
Exactly. Or at least until they get fed up with me. Anyway. I go, pretty and can cook. You are dangerous, LL. She goes, I'm just a normal girl. I go, that just means you've never had anyone make you feel special. She goes, stop reading meanings into common text, LL. Do you like pets and do you own pets at home? So she's trying to repel my advances.
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah, really.
Back off, Jack.
I go, sorry, but I was not, but that was not a denial. I do. Two cats, one guinea pig. Fortunately, I don't have him anymore. And two fish tanks.
Aww.
She goes, how about you? She goes, I have a dog at home. And I go, in Ghana, cool. She goes, I'm going to talk tomorrow. Good night. I go, okay, good night. So then we go to April 11th. I go, hi, Jelena. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Please take care of yourself and your cousin while you are out. She goes, hi, Dave. Who the fuck is this Dave guy?
Who the fuck is Dave?
Who the fuck is Dave? He's honing in on my chick.
I know. I'm very annoyed by this guy. Get out of the way.
It reminds me of an NWA song when they used to do, like, I don't know if you're fans of NWA. They were fucking hysterical. He'd do bits in between his songs. So the guy's in the lockup, and he's like, I'll get my ass out of here right now. I'll call him a bitch up right now. Hi, baby. It's me. Leroy? This ain't no motherfucking Leroy.
By the way, I never thought I'd hear on this show Joe quote, that reminds me of an NWA song. I never thought I'd hear that.
I love them. They were phenomenal.
Yes, but you can't say the first word of their name. She goes, hi, Dave. I hope your weekend is going well. Thanks for the concern. Have a wonderful weekend and remember to stay safe. I go, of course. How did your outing go? Why do you keep calling me Dave? Thanks. She goes, nothing interesting, I must say. We just went out to the groceries and then we came right back home. Movement is restricted here. She didn't answer the Dave thing.
No.
I go, these days buying groceries passes for interesting. It really was. You would look forward to that once a week where you would smuggle yourself out into the grocery store and, you know, try to make sure you walk down the right way on the aisle.
Oh, hold on for 1 second. When I do this clip, title it, Dave's Not Here. Let me tell you something. We've been doing these so long. When I do that, I'm like, oh, shit, thank you, Joe, from the past.
Yes, I understand.
But I think it should be hi, Dave. I think that's what it should be because that's what she keeps on saying. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Anyway, she goes, these days buying groceries passes for interesting. Third week not on stage, starting to get to me. Wow, we are really. I had no idea how long I was not going to be on stage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, it's funny. I took a picture. I was telling somebody. I took a picture when I was in the community at the compound. When everything started back up in January, I think in January of 20 or 21 or whatever, and I took a picture of the mic stand and the stool from the side of the wing of the stage, and I was showing a couple of guys because I go, I never knew if I was ever going to see this again. You know, I thought, I didn't know what to think, but I'm like, I never thought I would be seeing that again. So yeah, it was nice when we all got back and rolling again.
So I sent her a big sad emoji, a huge one. I go, oh, shit, that's a big emoji. Like it will destroy the whole conversation by rolling on it. She laughs. She goes, you almost made me emotional. I go, careful, it'll roll over you. How did I almost do that? She laughs. She goes, what time is it there? I go, it's 11:14 a.m. I go, how about in Ghana? I go, how did I almost make you emotional? Are you someone who's kind of closed off emotionally? And then she sends me a picture of the woman in curlers. Not the best looking picture. So, anyway,
you would think she would have spruced it up a little bit.
Well, then she puts underneath it, this is how messy my hair looks right now. You know, they steal all these pictures and then they try to work in how to use it into casual conversation.
Yeah.
I laugh. I go, yeah. You can't scare me. She goes, so bad I can't go to the saloon. She meant salon. She wrote saloon.
You're frustrating me to all air. Now I don't want to go to the saloon.
Vermin.
I go, my hair's really long, too. I was going to get one before my last tour, but I didn't. So now, maybe I can borrow your purple curlers. I notice you're not answering the emotional question. Is that a sensitive subject? She goes, I'm kind of emotional, but then I am a strong woman who doesn't break down so easily. I go, those are good qualities. She goes, I'm only emotional when I need to be. I go, you compartmentalize things.
I need to be emotional right now. I gotta go all in there.
Yeah, it's like, it suits me to be upset now because then I can manipulate you to do things for me.
Yeah, I guess that's a possibility. Never thought of it like that way. I thought we were just two people sharing. Anyway. I go, you compartmentalize things. Good characteristic, especially when being in the situation we're in now. I just saw you wrote saloon. I know that was a typo, but I'd love to go to a saloon. I know that isn't your scene, but I bet you would go with me just to get out of the house. She goes, sure. She asks if I'm an emotional person. I go, may I buy you a drink, my lady? I go, I think I'm kind of like you. I do get misty at sad movies, even cartoons. Lame, I know. But I can definitely put my emotions aside and focus what needs to get done.
I like the way she says, are you an emotional person? Why would I say that? Why would you say that?
I go, when the shit...
How dare you!
I go, when the shit hits the fan, I tend to remain calm and use logic. What would you like at the Hangout Saloon? She goes, any beverage will do, but I don't take alcohol. I might take in some wine, but I don't drink in excess. Well, that's fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
I go, would you like red or white? Totally going to get you drunk. She laughs. She goes, I misbehave a lot when I get drunk, and I hate that feeling of being drunk. Do you drink? I go, a little, but I don't get drunk. Totally want to make you misbehave. Bartender, leave the bottle for my esteemed companion. I'm working hard on this one. This is different.
Yeah, she's playing hard to get.
I think you're working up a sweat.
Yes. Well, that's just the COVID. That's the COVID.
That's what I think. I think you're being qualified.
I mean qualified?
Yeah, to see how all in you're going to be with her.
Okay. She goes, ha 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 ha. You're so
God, I hope it didn't sound like that.
She goes, you're so hilarious, but I don't think you can lure me. I go, I'm very charming. And I didn't run after the purple curlers. She goes, LOL, ha ha ha. I don't look scary. I go, nah, you don't, but if I compliment you too much, you'll get cocky. She goes, praises don't get into my head. How do you look like this morning? I go, good to know. I go, your head can handle praise and curlers. She goes, are you gonna show me a pic of yourself? So she wants more pictures for the collection.
Right.
God, please tell me that you have a photo of yourself in curlers.
I do.
Oh, dreams can come true.
Sure. I go, this morning? No, LOL. What should we drink our first toast to, Jelena? She goes, why not? I go, because I don't feel pretty. She laughs. She says, come on, I don't mind. I go, I want us to be open and real with each other. There shouldn't be anything to hide. Here we go. Here's the thing with this. I don't think either one of us is going to be real with each other.
You think?
Doesn't sound like it.
No.
I think it sounds like a scam.
Well, they want to get me to open up to show my vulnerability so they could sink their fangs into me.
Yep.
I go, I'm just hiding my messy hair. I go, my dear, we have a glass of wine in front of us. So again, what are we drinking to? I go, I have been open and real. I hope you can tell that. Hope you could tell that. She goes, I don't know what you mean anyways. I go, what don't you understand? What are we drinking to? I go, whatever you want. Friendship, morning hair. She goes, I'm open for a decent relationship where there can be mutual respect. All right.
So she's putting the feelers out.
It's about fucking time.
Yeah, really? Now, at least she's using relationship kind of terms.
Yeah. I think that is a must in any relationship. I couldn't be with someone I didn't respect. She goes, life is too short to be in a relationship where there is no respect. I go, I agree. Now I can sleep with someone I don't respect, but I can't be in a relationship with one, LOL. That's true. That's true. I'm being real.
Yeah.
She goes, we've been talking for some days now, and there's something about you that I can't place my mind on. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I can't place my mind on?
Yep, I think she...
What?
Well, I can't put my finger on, but she can't place her mind on.
I can't place my mind on it. No, okay.
How does that make any less sense than I can't put my finger on it?
It's... It... It's just not the way, it's not the phrase that Americans use.
You know, stop being so hypercritical. This chick is finally starting to show she's into me. What's wrong with you?
Oh, how much time do we have? Yeah.
She goes, I can't place my mind on it. It is the sexiness. Happens all the time. She gives me four like laughing emojis. I go, hey, that wasn't a joke. What's on your mind, Jelena? She goes, no, what's on your mind? I go, you said there's something about me. She goes, do you feel anything special for me aside us being friends and talking every day? Here we go. Here we go. I had to work too hard for this fake tang.
Oh, my God.
I go, I'm enjoying getting to know you very much. After a rocky start, I'm just happy we can talk. Are you open to something more? And I do think you're special. I thought that went without saying, but I do. She goes, thanks for being open. I go, of course. Now don't use it against me and do some Sakawa on my ass.
Oh my God, you went there.
Well, that's black magic. That's Ghanaian black magic. Some of them do spells.
I know.
I know you know.
Oh, sorry.
Stupid. I know.
I know you know too.
So what were you telling?
I have news for you. There's people that are listening.
I had a couple of logs on the fire, huh, Pip?
Thank you.
Just thinking out loud, kids. That's all I'm doing over here. Anyway.
All right, I want to stop for a second, all right? I wonder what tack she's going to take. Is she going to acknowledge that there is Sakawa because she is from Ghana, or is she just going to go, what are you talking about? Or is she just going to brush the whole thing off entirely?
Yeah. Stay tuned, kids. She goes, you must be very special for me to actually be talking to you right now after our little drama in the start. I go, aw, thanks. Then she goes, what is Sakawa?
Ah.
Ah.
I go, voodoo. It's a form practiced in Ghana. She goes, wow, really? I've been in this country for a while now, but I've never heard that before. I don't know if that's
bullshit.
True. I go, yep.
Scammers away? I'm sorry, we chase scammers away with that? I had one scammer that was threatening me, and I laid into him telling him about the car when one of his family members will die when we never saw him no more. They fucking know.
I go, yep, it has its own culture. They made some movies about it a few years ago. She goes, I haven't seen it. I don't believe in the voodoo crap. I go, good. So now I need not worry about you putting a spell on me. She laughs. She goes, why would I do that for? Can you stop sounding crazy? I go, no, my dear, I can't. I go, I don't think you'd put a spell on me. Just being silly though. Romance scammers have been known to do that. Since you're not that, I fear not.
Whoa. Nice.
Yeah, I must have felt like I'm getting bored with this shit myself. Let's go.
Patience, my boy, patience.
Yeah, but this is where Joe goes, oh, you know, I worry you're really talking this one too much. You're getting involved. Now stupid's throwing a monkey wrench in it. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I go, if you cast a spell, it would be because I let you, and then really that is on me. She goes, you're sounding crazy right now. I go, what I told you is true. I didn't make it up. She goes, and I don't think I will stoop so low to do any cheap thing of that sort. I go, I don't think you will either, which is why we are talking. I think very highly of you. She goes, good. I go, I think so. I go, do you think me is possibly being more than a friend at some point? She goes, I believe that's what meant to be will definitely be. I go, that was noncommittal as fuck.
Yeah.
And depends who you talk to.
Then I go, well played, LL. She goes, what are the qualities you want in a new partner? Here we go. Here we go. This is what's supposed to be happening in minute 5. We're finally getting to it.
Yeah.
Purple hair curlers are a must.
Nice.
I go, I don't have set guidelines. It either clicks or it doesn't. She goes, I will go with the flow as well. I go, so let's flow. She goes, my phone battery's almost dead. Chat later. I go, okay, I look forward to it. Enjoy your day. Still going to get you drunk in the hangout saloon. And she goes, you too. She laughs. She goes, talk to you later. Bye. And then she messages me later. She goes, hi, how's your day been so far? I go, it's been okay, pretty lady. How's your day been? Trying to figure out what jokes to do for tonight's show. She goes, okay, I guess you need time to think. I go, nope, we can chat. If you want to go, you can, but I'm fine. She goes, well, I'll just be in my bed. Wish you luck for tonight. I go, you don't want to chat? She goes, I'm not sleepy yet, so we could still chat. I go, I am the boredom that gets to sleep, or I am the last person you wish to talk to in the evening, or none of the above.
Yeah.
She goes, you're the man I am talking to at the moment, and I hope that means something to you. Not really. Got to be honest
with
you.
Not really.
No.
Not the way you just put it.
No. No. I go, it does. As long as there was not a man with a moment before me and a man with a moment after me, LOL. Either way, I enjoy your company. I slobbered over my phone.
I might have slobbered on her.
She goes, I enjoy your company as well. I go, thank you, Jelena. I go, I think you're very cool, pretty too. She goes, thank you. I go, you're quite welcome. What'd you do this evening? She cooked for her family, asked what she made. We ate some ham and vegetables. What'd you eat for lunch? I said chicken and broccoli and a granola bar. Pretty healthy stuff. Because the Chinese restaurants were still open.
Mm.
I go, clearly I messed up by saying I would cook for you. I should have had you cook for me. She goes, haha, I don't mind cooking for you, but it'd be pretty much want to taste your food. I go, really? I promise you I will cook you a yummy meal, but hey, just because you cook for me or I cook for you, it does not mean you can get in my pants. She goes, LOL, being naughty. I go, nope, I'm saying I won't let you. I'm not an easy date. Unless you make a good dessert. Well, if that happens, I'm an easy date. She goes, you know how to make me laugh, you know? I go, oh no, I was serious about dessert. I'm glad I can make you laugh. Things are stressful, and if I can put a smile on your face, that can be useful. I go, uh-oh, did you pass out on me again? She goes, my phone is a dead-ass problem for me.
Uh-oh. Hold on. She's buttering you up.
No. No. It's a dead-ass problem. Hey, you know what? Your phone's a dead-ass problem, too. What do you want out of me?
My phone's a dead-ass problem. I need a gift card, Devin.
You'll get one. I go, I'm sorry. She goes, battery runs out after every 1 hour. I go, is it an Apple phone? Can you plug it in? She goes, Samsung. I go, plug it in. Why? I've written a lot of coronavirus jokes. She goes, I can't plug and be using it at the same time. I go, that's odd. Jelena unplugged. We dropped the lights, and there you are talking really low, strumming a guitar.
What?
Do you remember MTV Unplugged?
Oh God.
All right.
Yes.
All right. I go, perhaps a reference lost on you. And to you, stupid. Perhaps a reference lost on both of you.
I'm a Ghanaian scammer. Tread lightly.
I go, it was something popular in music in the early mid-90s that Pip doesn't recall because she's an asshole. I go, it's my first time hearing. Pip, too!
I'm new to this planet. Hi!
I go, fuck, you just made me feel old. Will you be a dear and get my hearing aid and teeth? She goes, what you mean? I go, the fact that you've never heard the term unplugged made me feel old. I'm quite a bit older than you. I go, I just wrote a new joke. That always makes me happy. I love to create. She goes, good. I'm not sleepy, but my phone won't let me stay with you for long. Good night. I give her a sad face. I go, well, I hate to see you leave, but as always, Jelena, every moment with you is a gift that I treasure. Sweet dreams. She goes, that's so sweet of you. I go, just how I feel. She goes, bye for now. I go, yeah, and I'm sweet and very, very handsome. Bye. And that's where we will stop.
This is odd. This is an odd one.
Why is
she's
that?
Taking her time getting around to the ask.
Yeah, but she's dropping a couple of things into the water. We could see the whole phone thing. Into that whole phone thing. She's building up the whole thing. We've seen it so many times.
But
yeah, and she started off with, like, sort of being difficult with him and like, you know, acting like she's playing hard to get almost.
She's being difficult because she wants to find out if you're going to stick with it. And how much effort she should put into it. Now that you're sticking with it, she's kind of dropping hints about the phone in an offhanded way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Joe's right. I think this is a smarter scammer. She wants to see if I'm worth her time.
Yep.
Which we don't really see a lot of.
No, we saw some dumb bunnies. This is very interesting.
Yeah, this is...
Well, put it to you this way, your last comment. Do you think she's more experienced than the other ones, basically? Because we haven't seen it, but she's playing it almost the way that one played it with the investments.
Yeah.
She could be more experienced. It's possible. I mean, I didn't see her resume before we started this bit, but it's possible.
Yeah, but you can see there's a little bit of finesse in what she's doing.
Definitely better spoken than a lot of them.
You know, so there's a little finesse in it. You can see the way she's qualifying you to see if you're going to stay with the program. And then when she sees you're going to stay with the program, she's starting to put the feelers out about the phone. Yeah, the phone ain't working that great, blah, blah, blah. So this way, it's in your head when she comes around, look, I need another phone. Could you send me a gift card? Can you send me this? You've known about the phone already. You know it's been a problem. So it's not catching you off kilter.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's doing a little foreshadowing, Joe thinks.
Yep, I think so too. Yeah.
So this isn't as wild and as funny as a lot of the ones, but I think it's interesting in a different way.
Yeah.
Well, the intrigue is there to see how far it's going to go and when she actually is going to make the move. So if you're a fan, you know, you're a fan and see where we go with this, yeah, it's interesting.
All right. Let's wrap it up, kiddies. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine, fine program.
Yes,
thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much for everything you do. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but it's an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch and a dinner addition to the dinner menu. It's available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment. Starts at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. We got a great show coming up with me in it. July 14th, so come on out. Experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve a great meal. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions for all your comedic needs. Make sure you go to sidesplittingproductions.com or you give us a call, 551-404-3094. Next week, Worst Dads of the Year Countdown, Father's Day Countdown. That should be fun. So we look forward to doing that stuff. Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you guys for listening on the podcast. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to spend your time with us. So, on that note...